It is not quite, what is the line from Miss Congeniality? It is not quite April 27th. I think that's the date that she cites. But it is beginning to look a lot like it. And speaking of spring, Ohanami is coming. The Ohanami Festival is happening at Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center this Saturday, April 1st, from 11 to 5 p.m. Ohanami is a traditional Japanese event where you gather and have a meal with your friends underneath the cherry blossom trees. This event will include taiko performance and yosakoi performance, as well as many others, and the admission fee is $5. You'll need to purchase your ticket in advance of the event, so go on to visit Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center's website for more information and for how to get your admission to the festival. Don't miss this chance to experience Japanese traditional culture and also to just look at the beautiful cherry blossoms that so often for us in Vancouver also signal the return of spring. Check it out. So that is Ohanami Festival this Saturday, April 1st, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Purchase your tickets over on Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center. That's where you can purchase your tickets online, to Nikkei National Museum and Cultural Center's website. Check it out. Enjoy. Another thing that I mean, I do just enjoy sunshine, but I think like the travesty of kind of like living in Vancouver is that during springtime, like most of spring is just like really gross. It's a lot of rain, so much rain. It just like comes pouring down on you. It like doesn't seem to stop until maybe the last week of April, and then 1 or 2 weeks in May, and then kind of like the middle of May it starts to get hot, and it's not like sweltering, but it's really the time of year where you have to be like, I'm not sure if I can continue to wear sweatpants and a t-shirt, because I know the sweatpants are going to make my legs really warm in the afternoon. I don't know, maybe it is also just that I run very hot. I run quite warm. And I wish I could enjoy the type of springtime that was just beautiful sun out, right? Blue skies, some clouds. I do enjoy some clouds. I think clouds are very beautiful to look at. And then the weather is like tops, maximum, like 14 degrees. Like anything more than that is just too much. The office in which I work, one of the charming things about working in a nonprofit is that I suppose this isn't exactly exclusive to nonprofits, but the charming thing about the office in which I work is that in our suite we have 3 HVAC machines, and approximately 3 of the HVAC machines don't really work. They're fine, like they can run, but they never run as though a normal HVAC should or would. So you have some rooms that are just like deathly hot, and then a bunch of other rooms that are extremely cold. Then we can't open any of the windows. We can't open any single window in our unit. So on a nice spring day, even just a spring day, or like a nice sunny autumn day, the sun comes in. It lights up our offices. Great, beautiful. By the time it hits about 11 o'clock, from let's say 11 o'clock to perhaps like 6 o'clock, it is burning hot in some of those offices. And I hate that. It's really hard on me. It makes me not want to go into any of the offices because it's stuffy. the HVAC doesn't really work, so you don't really get a lot of airflow. You can barely even get any cool air. And I happen to sit right underneath one of the vents. So for whatever reason, the HVAC machine still thinks that the office is like cold. So it just like blows hot air on me for like 5 to 6 hours of my workday. I'm sweating at my desk and I sit at reception. People come in, they look at me and they're like, why is this girl sweating so much? Is she okay? Is she about to have a fit? What is happening? Fraser Health is right down the hall. Maybe I should call somebody from there because this girl does not look okay. Her face is all red. She's very wet in the face. Something is going on. Hello? I mean, obviously some of it is climate change. At the same time, it's just unbearable. You go into the office, it's like at this time of year, it is like a solid 26 degrees, I think, in the office. Then you step out into the hallway. Let's say you have to go downstairs to like get something from your car, or you're just going out to take a smoke or a break or something like that. You go out into the hallway and it's freezing cold. This was a really good opportunity for me to complain about work, especially on my day off, on radio. Anyways, please don't fire me, but yeah, we all know this, everybody who works with me, you know who you are. We got to get those HVACs fixed, please, for the love of God. Okay, I'm done complaining for now. So we're going to move on to another track. I think this is probably the newest song that we have on our playlist thus far today. Nope, read the wrong thing. Actually, this is not new, but it is still pretty good. This is Bedouin with Sunshine Sometimes. Enjoy.
You're still on my mind. perks of loving you. Even if I have to hold this love alone until it passes through, I keep thinking about all of the work I have to do. But it all fades away to nothing when I think of you. I'm sick with love. It's got me worthless. Love. Got struck from above. If only these things would. If only these things would. I can't help thinking about all of the perks of loving you. Even if I have to hold this love alone until it passes through.
Off of the album Glow. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CGSF 90.1 FM. And before that, you heard Polymorph by Laurence Anne. My name is Leslie. And what else is there to say other than, yeah, you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays. Get into it, son. Or child, otherwise. We're inclusive here. Okay. That's done with. So I'm gonna read another PSA. So March 30th to April 8th, go see the exhibition I'll Be Your Mirror. It's happening at SFU Goldcorp Center by the School for Contemporary Arts, third year visual arts students, and presented in collaboration with Kota Ezawa, who is the Spring 2023 Odeon Visual Artist in Residence. In this exhibition, students explore generative and long-lasting relationships through reflection, refraction, reenactment, repetition, echoes, and mise en abyme. While the exhibition is grounded in the idea of mirrors, the physical presence of mirrors are not present. These ideas manifest in a wide range of works, including media in painting, drawing, video, textiles, sculptures, and installation. So if you're into any of those things, get into it. For more information, go visit the SFU website and check out more information about this exhibit, I'll Be Your Mirror. Again, it is running from March 30th to April 8th. Don't miss out. Sounds really cool. Check it out. And have some fun supporting up-and-coming artists and talent in your local area. Oh my. It has been not exactly a long day. It has definitely been a day. I've had a couple of days off from work. We are encouraged to take wellness days, which is great. However, they don't get renewed, or like they don't get carried forward into the new year, like the new fiscal year, which I do not think that necessarily encourages wellness, actually. I think I actually think it's very interesting, because with this idea of wellness, one of the things that I think are not often discussed is agency, and when one is able to decide for themselves when it is time for them to take a break. And of course, working a nonprofit, like most people, burn out anyways. It is unfortunately just in the game. It is a part of how the systems run, but I'm just constantly surprised that we are encouraged to take it before the end of the fiscal year, because we're not allowed to carry it forward. I don't necessarily think you can plan wellness in my experience, especially people who are working in sectors that are really under-resourced and where most of their colleagues are constantly overworked. Planning wellness is very difficult to do, mostly and largely because there's so much work to do and there's so much need in the communities in which we do our work for and advocate for, and yet we don't really have a lot of time to take a break. So being able to kind of like, in my opinion, it is important for organizations to give their employees not just the encouragement to take the wellness break, because if not, they're going to get used up. They're like, they can't be carried forward, but to also give them the opportunity to use those days as they see fit in the future, even in other fiscal years. That is my opinion. I don't know. Here I am complaining about work again. What am I doing? What I was going to say was the past few days have been a great opportunity for me to kind of get back into long forgotten hobbies. I had not read for fun in a very long time. And this is, I think, something Jade and I talk about often on the show, is things that we do for fun, hobbies and such, that we're not doing it for the program. We're not doing it to indulge in academics or whatever. We're doing it just because it's out of pure enjoyment. And it's been a long time since I had read novels and fiction. Now, it is actually, maybe that's not quite so accurate. I do regularly read comics. In some ways, they are easier for my brain to digest, partly because there are visuals, but also because I'm a very art and visually inclined person. I love the comic storytelling medium, but I have also been able to read some novels since the beginning of this year. I had finished Indian Horse by Richard Wagamese, and I really, really enjoyed it upon the recommendation of one of the librarians at my local library. And I read it during my transit rides, so that I knew that I had something to look forward to every evening after I got off of work. And the only time when I ever did not, when I ever, the only times when I disengaged from it was on days where I was truly so tired and so either physically and or emotionally drained that I could not will myself to think about what Wagamese was writing. But other than that, pretty much like clockwork, every day, I think, for so I'm reading it in transit, okay? And I'm not a very fast reader. But every day for about 2 weeks, that would be the book that I picked up, and I was always looking forward to it. Now I've finished Indian Horse, and I have picked up a title that I have been interested in for a number of years now. I just never got the chance to check it out. For whatever reason, I had it in my brain that, like, if I wanted to read, I had to buy books. That's not true, Leslie, and that's not true, listener. You can go to the library and pick up books, and it's great. I started Butter Honey Pig Bread, and I think I am about, I'm a little bit more than a third in. Actually, no, I am about halfway. I am just about halfway through the book, and I have gotten there in a short number of days. This is a book very easy to get through, and it is so vivid, and somebody wrote, I think on Goodreads, it's very lyrical. It's by Francesca Equiasi, and it's about three women, a pair of twin sisters and their mother, and how their lives are kind of like intertwined, and how they experience pretty, you know, intergenerational trauma, pretty awful things. It's one of those almost slice of life, everyday family dramas that I really, really enjoy. And it is a beautiful read. And after the show, I'm going to look forward to flipping through more of it on my ride home. Are you reading anything interesting these days? If so, what is it? What thoughts do you have of it? And if it's A Little Life, don't tell me about it. I don't care. I don't care for it. Jade has already told me enough about that book. But if it's anything other than A Little Life, or really anything that Hanya Nagihara has written, not to shade her or anything, but whew, let me know. Let us know. You can DM us over on Instagram at Typically Tuesdays, or email us typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. We'd love to know what you're reading. Maybe we'll check it out. And maybe in the future, Jade and I will chat about Butter Honey Pig Bread by Francesca Equiasi. We are hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays today. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, if you enjoyed our program and you want to keep supporting the show, the best thing that you can do is spread our good word to your family and friends, and let them know, hey, there's this cool show every Monday from 3 to 4 on 90.1 FM. Check it out. They play good music. The hosts are charming and fun and talkative and engaging. And I think they deserve good things in life. If you want to support us in other means and you are able to support us financially, go to cjsf.ca/donate. Make a donation to our radio station. We are a largely volunteer-run nonprofit radio organization, which means that we, too, need resources. If you are able to, cjsf.ca/donate, and we'd be very, very grateful. Tune in to more great CJSF programming. Future Talk is coming up next, talking about technology and things of the future. Here's one last track to kind of edge off the show. This is Persephone by Lisandre. Enjoy.